house facing the road, and she hadn't heard a vehicle. But that didn't mean anything. This was a big property, 10 acres. So weak she doubted she could run, even if she had to, she peered around the corner of the building. She couldn't see whoever was approaching. Sweat, rolling from her hairline, dripped into her eyes. She blinked to clear her vision, and prayed for a burst of adrenaline to stop her knees from turning to jelly. What was wrong with her? In her line of work, the threat of physical injury, or death, came with the territory. She'd known that from the beginning. But she'd always imagined herself as so much tougher, so much calmer in the face of danger. She hadn't reacted like this when she was a cop, or when she found Janice's remains scattered in that gully, had she? No, but she'd worked property crimes when she was with Phoenix PD, and after that the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. And the day she found Janice, she'd been with a group of search and rescue guys she'd hired to scour land the police had decided was too far out. They'd stumbled across bones, which distanced her from the violence that had taken Janice's life. This was different. Francesca had just discovered a recent kill. She was alone in a relatively remote location, and no one else had any idea where she was. She hadn't even notified Heather, her assistant, other than to say she'd be out most of the day, running down leads. She'd driven from her home in Chandler, 2 hours to the south, and didn't know anyone in the area. "Who's there? And what do you want?" It was a man, all right, and he didn't sound pleased to have a visitor. His harsh voice set the dog barking at a far more feverish pitch. Unwilling to answer, and afraid to poke her head around the shed again, for fear he'd see her, she pressed her back against the rough wood of the building. The bartender at the poorhouse had told her he'd spotted a woman, resembling April, getting into a truck driven by the guy who owned this salvage yard, Butch Vaughn. She'd come out here hoping to speak to Vaughn. But after finding the figure beneath the tarp, she knew it wasn't the time or the place to confront a possible killer. Especially a killer with a Doberman that could easily be released. The police could deal with it.
"I know you're there," he said. "Demon's making damn sure of it."
Demon had to be the dog. What an appropriate name.
"What are you doing trespassing on my property?"
His footsteps had grown less decisive. He wasn't quite sure where she was.
"Don't you have any manners?"
Her actions said more about her nerve than her manners. Pushing, even when others didn't want to be pushed, and looking, even when they didn't want certain things to be seen, was part of her job. Although she hadn't always been so assertive, her desire to succeed had forced her to overcome her natural reluctance to pry. Timid private investigators weren't going to help anyone. If the owner of this property hadn't been seen with April, who'd been missing for 3 days, Francesca would never have considered intruding on his privacy. Glancing behind her, she wondered if she should make a break for her car. Could she get around the house and all the way to the road before he caught her? If her heart wasn't already racing, she thought she might have a chance. 5 years ago, she'd taken up running as a way to relieve stress and stay in shape. She prided herself on her athletic ability. But a quarter mile had never seemed as far as it did at this moment, and she had no illusion that she could out-sprint a man who was in top physical condition. She'd seen this guy's profile on the dating website where April had first come across him. If Harry Statham was really Butch Vaughn, as she now believed, and the muscular picture he'd posted was anywhere close to accurate, he was definitely fit.
"What's the matter?" he called out. "Cat got your tongue?"
Her other option was pepper spray. Just after she'd been accepted into the police academy, her father had accidentally been shot by his own partner during a drug bust, and been confined to a wheelchair ever since. Seeing him struggle with the loss of his mobility, day after day, year after year, left an impression she wasn't likely to forget. As soon as she quit the force to open her own investigative agency, she'd stopped carrying a gun. She no longer even owned one. But she needed some protection.
"I want to know why you're snooping around," he called out.
Was this Butch? It had to be. He'd said, "my property." Did he realize what she'd found? He had to at least suspect, didn't he? Doubting she'd be able to outrun him.